seasons of extreme. The husband tells her she can buy the coat when an 8 fits, but her 14 can't do the math fast enough for this fashion season. She dreams of the hood's faux fox trim, haloing the very berry lips she wears to her women's book club when he thinks she's visiting the rest home. He prefers the company of his 1950 Chevy anyway, craves that control with the flex of one foot. But his hands, how they turn tender at the touch of steering wheel, unlike high-octane stranglehold on the environment, which he considers liberal bullshit, believes what his bar buddy said in Peps, that cosmic rays from the stars cause global warming. He's as out of touch as the antique tools he collects. Even the apple tree is budding in January, the cedar waxwings already mating, and the mountain bears haven't yet hibernated. They all know without TV, newspapers, or computers that things are drying out, heating up, bubbling over. There could be Missouri River floods, county water rationing by summer, a winter wheat fire any day now, an ice storm in the bedroom.